Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Fired up this morning. I'm so mad. I'm so mad with the internet. Stupid internet.
You're fighting with the web this morning, Wheels.
Don't say
anything you'll regret.
About what? The internet?
Yeah, no. The internet will hold you to it.
You don't want to get the silent treatment from the web.
The thing that pisses me off is, you know, it's funny because we did a game out of this yesterday. Remember we said, you know, like when you're on YouTube.
YouTube asshole.
You're looking for a song, and next thing you know, it's some asshole, you know, doing a really bad cover of like whatever song. This time I'm looking for the interview that Brad Pitt did with Zach Galifianakis on Between Two Ferns.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, the company blocks funnyordie.com. Why that is ridiculous. Yeah. You're not allowed to look at anything funny while you're at work. So I'm on YouTube, and every single time I click on a clip, it's some asshole again going, here's what I thought of Between Two Ferns. I don't want a review. Yeah. I don't care.
All you want is the raw video of it. I said a long time ago, YouTube's going to have to go to an area. There's got to be an option on YouTube where it's just raw video instead of some guy talking about the video. Yeah. Nobody wants to watch that.
It's infuriating. All right, we got lots of stuff to give away this morning. Funny enough, we are going to play that game again.
Yeah.
This morning. YouTube assholes.
Yes.
We got tickets to go see the Avalanche play on Sunday night. This coming Sunday. Is that right?
Let me double check the prize sheet over here.
We've got
Sunday,
that,
October 26th. Sorry, right?
That meet and greet to give away today for the Black Keys.
More Black Keys tickets and WWE tickets on the way. It's a busy show. KB's down here. Toys for Boys. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena. Here we go. 92 City FM, World Class Rock. That's a nice fitting song this morning, especially since it's...
Baby.
Yeah.
You bet. Stamkos.
Although, you know what? Since the Jets 2.0 have returned, the song Jump by Van Halen has not been played inside MTS Center.
They won't.
That's part of the old regime, man.
Chipman.
No, that's part of the team that is now in Phoenix. As much as we love to still associate it, it's been removed.
Yeah, the new Jets are all, you know, Rev Theory.
Just one night.
You know what that would do
for the fans?
No.
One night they did it.
If
it was the first edition of the Jets? Everybody who has bad memories of that? We loved the Jets.
I think a lot of people have bad memories of that.
Okay, but there were some great memories.
Sure there are.
We loved them then, we love them now. There's nothing wrong with dragging up. Like they better do a vintage Jets jersey night.
I think they will, but like 5 years from now. The team has to have at least laid groundwork for 10 years.
No fun police, man. Don't wear your helmets. No casseroles at the arena.
Listen, you're just learning this now.
Yeah.
6:12, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
It's going to be nice today. A mix of sun and cloud, a high of 16. The weekend's not too bad. Tomorrow, high of 11 with sunshine. A little bit of, you know, might get some rain on Sunday, but nothing too bad.
It's jam-packed this morning. It always is on Fridays. But I do want to remind you of one thing we kind of haven't mentioned yet. 9 o'clock this morning, Freedom Friday, your request, and I like, get them in early. Send us the emails, go to 92cityfm.ca,
yeah,
or also the Facebook page, or Twitter us, whatever you want.
All right, time to give away some WWE. Listen, we have so much stuff to give away this morning. We're starting right now with WWE tickets. This is for that show in December.
Mm-hmm.
780 City, CITI 2484. The same thing we did yesterday late in the show, where we're going to play a WWE theme for you. You have to tell us who that theme is for, who used to walk into that ring to that song, and what is it called? Because all these songs have names.
And the song. Oof.
So I get, most people will be able to tell you who walked into this.
Right, but actually what the song was called?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother...
You got to be a fan.
Ball of cotton right there. Or ball of wax.
Ball of cotton.
There's cotton balls. Hi, City.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call, though.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
So
have a good day.
Glad you didn't hang up there. Good morning.
Final game. I don't know. I'll take a shot in the dark at the song. I just know his nickname is the Big Red Machine. So.
No, not Big Red Machine. But well,
I recognize the vocals now that I hear it. I know who that is. Be a Canadian band right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Hi, City.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Kane and Into the Fire.
You know, okay, so here's the tricky part. There is three different incarnations of this song that Kane walked into. That's one of them, but not the one we're playing right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's tricky. I know it's tricky, and I... Sorry, but you gotta nail it. Hello.
Hey, how's going?
Good.
Good.
Can I hear it one more time?
Good tune.
Is that, CM Punk?
No.
No. See, he's been playing along at home.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
hi.
Go ahead.
Into the Fire with Kane.
See, Into the Fire was the first one. This is the third incarnation. This is the third theme song that he used, and it's been called, even though very similar, been called a different one every time. And that's, no, Into the Fire is not
Kane,
it.
Kane, apparently. Like to mix it up a little bit.
Apparently. Hello.
Hey, did Kane, Hellfire, and Brimstone.
See, that's the other one. So we've got two out of the three. We're just looking for the third one now, which is the one we're playing. Hello.
Morning.
Yeah.
Hi, go ahead.
That's the song when they played when Wash a Lot of Dishes last the other night.
That's a true story, but not what we're looking for.
Hello.
Hi, is it Kane Balefire?
No. It's okay. Kane, but that's not the song.
We've got the Kane part. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead with your guess.
Into the Flame?
No. No. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Slow Chemical Light.
There it is.
Slow Chemical. Good. Ooh.
Got it. Finally. Wow.
Mm. Kane was like supposed to be Undertaker's like brother or something.
I don't know.
Cousin.
I didn't follow that
they had a big rivalry.
I know there's like three different dudes that played Kane.
I was out on wrestling by the time Kane became a star.
Then he had a mask on. Then he took the mask off.
Yeah.
Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. 6:16. What's trending? It's coming up in five. Hang on. All right. So big trending yesterday. Pray for Canada, which I don't know if I'm 100% on board with. You know what I mean?
Our thoughts are with the family.
Absolutely.
Ottawa. It's a tragedy. It's horrible. We need to look at security.
But
we need to examine why this person...
I don't think the bottom's falling out of our country by any stretch.
I think you and I are basically like the fear-mongering in some circles of media.
Yeah.
Attack on our freedom and
like you said, we're seeing friends on Facebook post like two-page blogs going, thank God I can go to work today because of the military. Listen, I love the military, and I think it's a very tough job. I think it's a very tough gig. But, again, this is... And we're finding out more and more about this Michael Bibeau, the half-Bibeau. Mm-hmm. The guy was an asshole. Like, he was a serial asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he tried to rob a McDonald's with a stick, Rena. And the reason why he wanted him to do that is because he wanted to go to jail because he figured that was the only way he's going to kick his drug habit.
His family came out yesterday and said it's awful, and
they said they haven't spoken to him in 5 years.
Right.
He's a complete nut job.
Yeah, they want to hate him, but it's hard because he's a family member.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow.
But people capitalizing on social media with this—that's what bothers me.
Phil, I couldn't have said it better. There's people like, especially a lot of news outlets and media outlets, capitalize. Attack on Canada.
Board up your windows. Don't go outside.
Fear mongering.
Go ahead, Rena.
Okay, I was going to mention that the Winnipeg Folk Festival, did you guys hear about this? The organizers have announced that they are going to let you party for one less day.
Oh.
The festival's always been 5 days for years and years. So now they've decided they're only going to make the festival 4 days long starting this year. They're going to have lower ticket prices, though, to help with that, I guess. And they said it'll make it easier on volunteers because they've been having a really hard time getting volunteers for five entire days to work out at the Folk Festival. So now it's only going to be 4 days long.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. As we said, don't fear monger. Ebola has hit New York.
That's right.
New York City. A lot of people there.
Which is a little, that's a little worrisome because that is a major epicenter of people.
There's people crowded together all the time, man. Like that. Wow. But one person, everybody's still saying, you know, don't panic. We're going to...
Who was the person who caught it?
Was it
a nurse or something?
No, I think it was a medical officer, somebody that had just been over there that had been working.
See, those are the situations where they need to be ridiculously careful.
I'm pretty sure that when you get back now, it's like a 21-day quarantine.
From Africa?
Yeah, if you arrive in the States, it's 21 days of... heavily monitored anyway. But.
Okay, so Dr. Craig Allen Spencer, 33 years old, had been working with Doctors Without Borders in Guinea. He returned home to New York on October 17th.
All right.
So that means this guy was on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
This means
so
this guy was in the airport.
So he's in Africa dealing with people with Ebola.
Yeah.
And he flew on a plane with other passengers.
Yeah.
That's the fail. That is a fail within
the system.
Probably
because he had no symptoms. And
doesn't matter. If you're coming back from that country... There's got to be precautions. That's what I believe. All right,
get this here. He developed 103-degree fever, diarrhea sometime between 10 and 11 a.m., at which time the public health officials believe he became contagious. Before he developed the fever, however, he visited a bowling alley, rode the subway, and possibly ate at a restaurant.
See, I'm sorry. That's not... being cautious enough with this stuff when you just got back from Africa.
When he should know better. Like, it's on him, too.
He's a doctor.
Like, the country... Yeah. Like, what you, a country can't technically hold someone there and be like, you might have Ebola. What have you been doing? Like, they can't, you know. So he came back, but he should have
Maybe been the country needs that right at this point.
Hi. Rena just mentioned the folk festival.
Yeah.
And they have trouble getting volunteers. That is bull crap. My friend and I both applied this year to be volunteer there, and they turned us down.
Oh.
Said, oh, they have plenty. I think it's
She's just reading a news story from...
Ridiculous.
Don't kill the messenger.
Email. They did want volunteers. They wanted one volunteer to work an 8-hour shift in the parking lot.
Hmm.
They didn't want, you know, 4 volunteers for 2 hours each. They want one for 8 hours.
Wow.
Like, what the crap?
Well, maybe that's why they're having some volunteer
Slave
issues.
Driving in Birkenstocks.
You're
crazy.
Yeah. And they said they're doing this to make it easier on volunteers, and they can offer lower ticket prices now. So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah. All right, 6:25, that's what's trending. Hey,
what would Howard do? What would Howard do?
And now, Howard Manshine. When he goes out, anywhere in Winnipeg, all the time.
Winnipeg Transit, the absolute lifeblood of this city. Take me, sweet chariot, through the veins of this legendary river city.
Wow, Howard Manshine.
Hey there, 255, correct? Is this your bus?
You don't have to pay H.
Whoa. Look at all the people you have in here. This is amazing. Hey, everybody, welcome to my magic bus. Written in 1965, but recorded in 1968. The Who. I can't begin to tell you, my friends, what an adventure we are in store for today.
What would Howard do?
15 minutes later.
Okay, everybody, off the bus. All right, everybody, follow me.
Hello, welcome to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. My name is Teresa.
Hello, I'm Howard Manshine, 92 City FM. These are my people. Do you know Lindsay Affleck and Stuart Murray? Wonderful. We're here to see everything. Come with me, everybody.
Hooray! What would Howard do?
2 hours later.
All right, everyone, who wants to see Tokyo Police Club? Doesn't matter. You're going to love them. They are the quintessential... The teenager with the Ramones t-shirt. I want to speak with you for a moment when we get inside. Okay, everyone, who's hungry? Let's go eat first.
Hello, welcome to the... Holy crap, it's Howard Manshine.
Hello, my friend. Lauren Chatelaine sent us. I spoke with him last night at the Sarah Brightman Show. We're here for a pregame meal before our favorite band. KD set up the details. Amazing guy.
Of course, if Lauren said so. Come on in. And, of course, it's on the house, H.
Bless your heart. I'm just going to run to the back and grab some wine for the crew. Hey, is that Bobby Hull over there?
Howard! Come here, doll pants. I got something for you.
Everyone grab a seat. Your meals are coming right away.
Hooray! What would Howard do?
Anytime I meet someone named Eileen, I always offer them a V8. 6:46.
There's a few of those names where they get associated with songs for their whole lives, and you know they... Roxanne's another one. Roxanne!
Layla,
yep.
And that's it. Those are the only two.
That's true.
that we can think of right now. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Raina, good morning.
16 is the high for today. We're at 9.
Jam-packed this morning. Coming up at 7:20, a chance to go see the Colorado Avalanche play. So that's super exciting. Also, don't forget Toys for Boys for the Temptation at 8:30. Kelly Butler after 8:30. Mm-hmm.
Right now, Black Keys, though. 780 City CITI 2484. We mentioned this off the top of the show. It actually spawned a contest, a new contest that we're doing now. We started it yesterday, but everyone's dealt with this. If you've ever been online and you're looking for, like, hey, I really want to hear this song or whatever, and then you punch it in, and then some stupid asshole sitting on a stool with their acoustic guitars. Is there it? No!
That doesn't annoy me as much as the people who are, like, reviewing things that happen. Like, you're looking for a video, and they'll be like, hi, I'm Bob, and this is what I think happened here.
I want the video. And they fool you because the thumbnail is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But they just use it for, like, you know, 3 seconds just so they
can
get that.
Views.
It happens to me with sports highlights. Same
thing. I'm going to be famous on YouTube because people care what I think.
Big touchdown pass or something I want to see. And, hey, it's Crazy Dean with everybody's crazy. Yeah. I like Crazy. Crazy Ed, Crazy Dean, with my sports blog, and you gotta, no, that's not, I don't care, like you said, I don't care what you think it is.
But then there's this situation, which listen, if you're a musician, this works out really good. Or if you've ever had a desire, if you've ever wanted to learn an instrument, YouTube is chock full of places for you to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you're going to click on a song, like, hey, I want to hear a Black Keys tune. And then again, you get some stupid asshole saying, here's how to play that song. So here's what we're going to play. We're going to play a lesson from some dude in the UK, because nothing sounds better than a British accent.
That's right.
And he's going to explain to you how to play blank song from the Black Keys. What song is he trying to tell you how to play at 780 City for Black Keys tickets? And don't forget, if you win, you're in for that meet and greet we're drawing for after 9 o'clock today.
We start with an A minor. A minor chord there. And then we're going to move to a G, and I would move to your four-finger G. And then we're going to pivot around into the D chord. And then not back to an A minor, but an A major. And I'd play the A major just by flattening your number one finger across the fourth, third, and second string.
What song is that? 780 City. CITI 2484. I know, right?
Does he get into playing the song at all?
Yeah. Oh.
Which you can only throw in if you're playing the A that way around.
Gotta give us a little more.
A second overdubbed guitar, but you can get it into the single guitar part as well. So we've got an A minor to a G
to a D.
I think that's all you need right there.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
What song is that from the Black Keys? Get it right and you got tickets to go see the show.
Yellow Submarine.
Very good. Bang. Very nice.
Good job.
What's your name?
John.
All right, you're in for the draw tonight, or not tonight, you're in for the draw that we're going to be drawing for after 9 o'clock for that meet and greet with the guys. So hang on the line, we'll grab your details. 6:49, news, weather, sports is next. More winning on the way, including tickets to go see the Avalanche on Sunday night.
City traffic.
Lighter traffic volumes expected today because the kids have another in-service day. This is a province-wide school in-service.
Do they even go to school? Like, what are they learning?
I feel like every second Friday, the kids have off.
God, is this like filming Fridays?
Like, when your kids go to school, like, as a parent, you have to, like, find alternate care or someone, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of days.
I just send them, like, what I'm going to do with my kids is send them to the teacher's house.
Well, we got a lot of teachers who listen, so maybe they can send us an email and explain the importance of these in-services, because they all still go to school.
I think that, honestly, I think it's just like an adult pizza party.
Yeah.
All these teachers sit around in the gym and they just get schnockered and eat pizza.
That sounds great.
Guarantee you, the teacher's like, no way, we wish we
were. Yeah, we have meetings,
You give them too much credit, Philip. So I got to tell you this story real quick. So last night, went to go see a band that I had not seen perform in 15 years. Oh. A band that I grew up watching and listening to.
That's
in Alberta.
Pat Benatar was in town?
No, not Pat Benatar. No. The Smalls.
Oh, the Smalls.
Band out of Alberta. Arena has some vague memories of them back in the day.
I hadn't heard them for a long time, but my man's from Edmonton, so he knows the band.
It's a little out of your wheelhouse, too, as far as, would you say?
I think so.
A little bit.
Because
they came around in like early 90s.
Getting into Cor Blund first when he was country and then hearing that he had another project, the Smalls, before he turned country. Yeah. So I kind of knew him.
And keep in mind, Phil, this was kind of my, and I was born.
You were so happy when
I
looked at Wheeler's wife. I'm like, I have not seen Wheeler this happy since he golfed.
But the thing, like, keep in mind, I would have been about 12 years old when I heard these guys for the first time. So these guys were like my introduction to punk rock.
Okay.
Like these guys, like they were dirty. I mean, the cassette tape you got was a bad recording of them in a bathroom, and it was just noise, and it was awesome, and it was everything I loved about it, and it was what got me into rock and roll, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I'm excited. I'm going to the show, and we're all standing out front of the West End Cultural Center right there on Ellis, right?
Yep.
There's eight of us there.
Beautiful area.
Right, don't I? Fantastic, right in Sherbrooke there. And I sit there, and I've got all the tickets, because I'm the one that ordered them and everything, so I'm collecting money from everybody, and I'm like, I realized how much time has passed, because here I am, like, this is so rock and roll. Hey, guys, you know, Anarchy Against the State, I printed these off of my printer that I got the toner from at Office Depot. Boom, let's go rock and roll.
Right. Hopefully the show doesn't go too late. I got to get up early.
That's exactly it.
What time does a bag go on?
I snuck out early, for sure, yeah.
I stayed right till the bitter end, and they were fantastic. But you're so right, though, Phil. I mean, time has passed. I mean, you look at these guys, and they've aged a little bit, and they've got kids. kids, and the one guy is, you know, he's got a little bit of a paunch, a bit of a pot belly.
Yeah, they all look.
Oh, yeah.
But it's neat. Like, that's a blast from the past to see a band that you kind of grew up on. Now, how's that venue? I honestly.
Westin Coastal Center? I've been there a long time. Yeah. One of the best spots in the city.
Good sound in there. Yeah. Like, it's all standing.
We are so spoiled. When it comes to venue. H is on location HSE, and he could talk the leg off a bar stool.
He'll close talk you about all the venues in town.
The Park Theater, the Garrick, the Burton Cummings, the Pantages Playhouse, West End Cultural Center, Pier. We have so many amazing venues in this city, and I was just blown away that they played a room that small.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed yourselves.
And Rena, what did you think? Your review?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Told you.
Yeah.
I said this morning, I said, what? If you ask Rena, what did you think of this show? Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
I said great.
Great. She changed it up a bit.
Big time. Didn't see that one coming.
7:09, Avalanche tickets in 10.
Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
You want to start or you want to end with the Toys R Us stuff?
We can end with that one. Okay. We'll start with opening movies at the box office this weekend. John Wick. This one actually got pretty good reviews. This is the one with Keanu Reeves.
Good
action
looking flick.
It looks kind of like, I don't know. The trailer didn't impress me. It looked like a corny action.
Yeah, that's what I figured, too.
But, I actually lifted Ronin 47 out of my dad's collection when I was back home visiting.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, that one I heard was good. This one says, that's two in a row for Keanu.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Also opening up this weekend, Ouija.
I know, but it's spelled,
they spelled the title with an A at the end, isn't it?
That's the way
Ouija,
it's spelled.
Isn't it spelled
is
with
it?
An I
that's
at the end?
Spelled.
I thought it was Ouija, too, but Ouija, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Because I thought it was one way and then the other. Okay. Anyway.
That looks creepy.
The Ouija board movie got really, really bad reviews. Oh. Apparently, it's not scary at all. It's very boring. I don't know. I read a review in The Sun today.
And Liam Neeson calls, put the Ouija board on the phone.
Yeah.
Listen, Ouija board.
Well, it was impossible to film because every time they tried to use the Ouija board would go, don't do this. Don't do this. You're making a mistake.
Laggies. This one opens up today. This one's starring Keira Knightley. It looks like a really awful chick flick about how she doesn't know what she wants to do with her life, and she's finished college but doesn't have a job and gets engaged and then runs away to try and find herself, like one of those kind of movies.
Male lead in it? Is there a male?
Sam Rockwell.
Oh, I feel like I recognize that name.
Sam Rockwell. He was in, he was in the Green Mile. He was the guy with the messed up teeth, the real badass guy. They call him Billy the Kid or whatever.
Okay.
Sam Rockwell.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's been in some really good stuff.
So those are the big ones opening up this weekend. Kat Von D. Now, she got famous for dating Nikki Sixx, mm-hmm. and she had her own reality TV show.
Yep.
And she had her own tattoo parlor that was part of the show called High Voltage in L.A., and it burnt down yesterday.
Whoa.
And the media was there, like
bad
the paparazzi
luck.
Was all kind of standing around. Yeah, because her apartment actually burned down about 2 years ago and her cat died in the fire, which is not funny, but it's just ironic that she had another fire and her tattoo parlor burnt down. And the paparazzi's all hanging out outside asking her what happened, and she just lost it. She walks up to this woman. She goes, you're a woman. You shouldn't even, how could you do this with yourself? You're a woman. I expect better from you. And the lady, like, adjusts the camera, doesn't say a word, just fixes the light, gets closer to her. Kat Von D walks right up to her and slaps the hat off of her head and goes, you idiot, and starts like cursing and freaking out.
Listen, Kat Von D,
like, calm down.
Just be happy that the media gives a rat's ass about, I know your house burned down, but.
Oh, and then she's got her gang of tattoo buddies that are with her giving the finger to all the cameras and like pushing people, and she's like, you guys have no life, you're losers, everyone in the media is a loser.
Sorry, why are you famous again?
I know. Yeah. I'm like, hello, you should be happy that people care somewhat.
Mm-hmm. More recently, sorry, just to go back for a second, Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
Remember the Iron Man 2 movie? Justin Hammer, basically Tony Stark's opposite, the other rich guy. That's Sam Rockwell.
Okay. Yeah. Move over, Ashton Kutcher. Christian Bale is going to give a go of the Steve Jobs revival. He's going to be portraying Steve Jobs in a new movie that they're doing. I don't know why they're making two.
Well, the Kutcher one wasn't very good, and I think people thought he deserves a better, homage than that.
Is that really why?
I guarantee you that's why.
It's disappointing, because this is a huge figure in, modern
absolutely
history,
it should be done right.
The casting crew said that they didn't even get him to audition. They just picked Bale, asked him if he wanted it. He said yes. And apparently he is going to be in every single scene. They said it's a lot of memorization and a lot of work for this movie, so it's going to take him a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, could be good. And finally, this is it's weird. Mama June, does that name ring a bell to you?
That's, wait a sec. That's that's Puddin' Pie there as a mother. The Pookie
Honey
Bear.
Honey Boo Boo. That's her name. Okay, Honey Boo Boo. That show that got famous on TLC. It's about a, you know, a
redneck family.
Redneck, overweight family, like eating unhealthy. They're being doing bad things with their kids. Like, they've just been under scrutiny for a long time.
But Honey Boo Boo got famous from that stupid.
Being a pageant. Right. A pageant show. Okay. Yeah. But they've always come under fire in the media just for how they raise their kids.
Well, they're
and the
stupid
way
assholes.
Well, yeah, they're very, very redneck and just. Anyway.
That would have been a better name for the show.
Yeah, we're all stupid assholes.
Stupid assholes.
Some good,
premieres tonight.
Some good news in a really weird way. TLC is considering canceling the show, but only because Mama June left her husband from the show this summer, and she has hooked up with a 53-year-old guy who was convicted in 2004 for aggravated child molestation, who spent 10 years in prison. He molested a 8-year-old child who was related to the Mama June. They won't say how the child's related to protect the identity of the child, but he got out of prison and she is hooking up. There's pictures. He was Instagramming pictures of them hanging out together. So now that it's blown up huge, TLC is obviously thinking of canceling the show because, well, she's dating a former child molester.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get your show canceled.
At least it's getting that stupid show off the air in a very sad way.
I love stupid assholes. No. Said no one ever.
And what's this Breaking Bad story?
All right, so finally, remember this Florida mom got a petition to get the Breaking Bad figurines out of Toys R Us because it had Walter White had a gun and Jesse Pinkman was in a hazmat suit and had a bag of crystal meth.
Yeah.
And so the 3,000 signatures Toys R Us said, okay, we'll pull it. Bryan Cranston tweeted, said, I'm going to burn my Florida mom action figure.
Yeah.
But Jesse Pinkman, a.k.a. Aaron Paul, he's actually pissed. He says, what about all those violent video games you sell, like Grand Theft Auto? You're still selling. That's way worse than a figurine.
They sell that at Toys R Us?
Yes, they do.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, yes, they do.
Video games.
And then he goes to say, so Toys R Us pulled all the Breaking Bad figures from their shelves and still sells Barbie? I wonder what's more damaging. And then Barack Obama. Hang on. Barack Obama says, wait, are you serious about the whole Toys R Us thing? He says, yes, I am, Mr. President. Yes, I am. He says, here's the petition to sign to keep the toys on the shelves. This would be fun to show the Florida mom. Yeah, bitch, is what Aaron Paul tweeted out.
So Obama got back to him on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's awesome, right?
He's probably one of Obama's people.
Well, yeah, he doesn't operate his own Twitter account, but it says Barack Obama.
I'm actually kind of shocked that he took that stance on things. Well, I guess it's money out of his pocket. So, yeah,
exactly.
I wonder he's mad. That's the scoop.
Phone brought to you by Advance Electronics with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes during the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
Okay, we'll start with this call. The new Avengers trailer is out. It is awesome.
It is awesome.
It's up at 92cityfm.ca. And in said movie, there is a Hulkbuster suit.
Mm-hmm.
We have a comment.
Nothing can bust the Hulk. It's the Hulk. Wolverine cut his heart out, and by the time he even had time to look back at the hole in the Hulk's chest, the heart had grown back. Nothing can stop the awesome force that is the Green Machine. The Incredible Hulk, played by I think Ed Norton played it the best. One of my favorite movies of all time.
I don't know. I like the most recent. Eric Bana wasn't very good. Ed Norton was okay. The script was a little bit better, but I like where they're going with what's his nuts here? I can't remember.
Lou Ferrigno was the best.
Touché.
With the bad special effects, everything else. No, you should have had that nerd thing ready for a guy like that. We love talking Hulk around here, though. Okay, now, only one. I said it earlier. Only one thing beats being insulted on this show. It's that same person calling back.
Mark Ruffalo, by the way.
And someone apologizing.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, I called you a f***ing loser yesterday. I take it back, man. You're not a f***ing loser. I just couldn't think of something to say, so I guess I should have said, nerd, or something like that.
Here's what I want you to do. Send me an email, Philly at 92cityfm.ca. After the show, we're going to your garage, and we're going to do karate.
There you go.
Because we just became best
so
friends.
Cute.
Some calls about Brian Bowman. This guy, not quite on Team Bowman.
I get everybody goes on votes. Yeah, you're right. But you guys are cheering. Woohoo! Bowman won. You're cheering tax raises. Like, you guys have that kind of extra money. You can just, right on. Take more of my money out of my pocket. You guys are cheering this. For a rapid transit that doesn't support the whole city. absolutely asinine. And yes, I did vote.
Well, good. First of all, we're glad you voted, so you're allowed to bitch. But if we're going to wax intellectual for a second, every single candidate said we're going to have to raise taxes in order to get out of this debt.
I think Ward Steeves was the only one putting no. Yeah.
And look where he ended up in the polls. Yeah. Number two, bus rapid transit by the end of 2030. So we're looking at the next 16 years, and it says it will be every corridor in the city will be completed in the next 16 years.
Yeah, so. I'm kind of with him on the bus thing. But
that's fine.
The city is growing. We need better public transit. There's just no question.
I honestly, Rena, I would love to see rapid transit scrapped, and I would love to see a subway or a light rail transit system, but we know that's not going to happen.
We're talking big dollars.
So we got the next best thing.
Okay, this guy's seeing changes already with the new mayor.
Yeah, I'd just like to give a big shout-out to our new mayor, Dave Bowman. There's a street that I take to work every day, on my route to work every day. It's riddled with potholes. As of 8 a.m., October 23, the potholes are fixed.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Mayor Bowman. Go, Mayor Bowman.
You know what? Dave Bowman went out and did it himself. I saw him. He had a shovel. He's like, I'm making changes.
That's momentum.
This call here, it's not so much the content as much as this guy is trying to do an accent and he's kind of slipping between East Indian and something else.
Yes, so here I am after election day one after election. And my f***ing road isn't fixed. What is going on here? Empty promises.
Okay. Yeah, he went from Eastern European to, I think, Canadian Aboriginal to something else.
It was a potpourri
of accents.
Of accents in there. None of them were that good. This guy says, get rid of the election signs.
Yeah, I'd like to know if it's legal if we can go over and start kicking these signs for the election. Kick them, break them.
As long as they're starting to
piss me off. Get things off the side of the roads already.
I think it should be a rule that you're allowed to kick the loser ones. Go around and kick the Judy ones all you want.
No, if you lost, you save those things in case you run again.
Well, Judy probably will.
She might.
She'll be 67 by then. Why not?
Might as well go at it again. Okay, shopping came up on the show. Grocery shopping specifically. Wheeler and I, and most men, I think, want proper lists, whereas women tend to give you a list with, you know, there'll be bread and then more bread products further down the list, that kind of thing.
Men like to have lists in order, so it makes it better for the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Rena, never mind jumping around aisle to aisle like a chicken with his head cut off. My wife goes shopping, there's 10 items on the list, she comes back in 3 hours.
Yeah.
After my wife and I had that conversation about putting things out, so she puts it out like in big blocks, right?
Yeah.
And at the end she goes, is this better? And it's like, well, listen, if you want everything on the list, this is how it needs to be done. Like, I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for you because I don't like forgetting stuff.
Or men, we're going to forget.
If you can't look at an unordered list and just put things together in your head, that is...
Hey,
your problem, not your wife's.
Who,
like,
invented
my
the
God.
Wheel?
Use your eyes and
the
look around
did,
and
Phil.
Order
who
it in your head.
Who invented the wheel?
The man did, Phil.
Right.
Right.
Who invented football?
The
what
man
did you
did.
Invent, Philly?
Football.
I could totally invent the wheel.
We invented fire.
I invented poor man's garlic toast. Poor man's that you put cheese on soda crackers and then garlic salt and put it in the microwave. I invented that. I think I did it. For sure.
Of course you did. Stick with it.
Good job, Phil.
It's not
done.
A lie if
well
you believe
done.
It, Phil.
Okay, let's wrap up with this one. We found out on the show yesterday, someone called in and said, hey, Wheels, why do you hate old people? And it's going back to this whole postal service not going house to house anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old people don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with Wheeler on the old people thing. There's dead weight.
Oh, my God. That's a little
way to go,
far.
Wheeler.
And now, he's big.
The big one.
He's loud.
I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
Listen, KB, you know I love you like a brother, but I don't agree with you when you say that Canada is going to have more shootings, like the States will eventually.
Oh, wow, this is awkward.
Are we going to talk about shootings?
No, I'm not going to talk about
No,
I'm not going to talk about
I agree
about,
with Kelly.
No, the reason why I kind of brought it up is because, I mean, you grew up in Michigan, you grew up in the United States, and Rosie O'Donnell's in a little bit of hot water right now because she made a comment saying, so Canada had a shooting at their parliament, or as we like to call it here in the States, Wednesday.
Right.
So, I mean, you kind of grew up more with that culture, that gun culture, the NRA, that kind of stuff, but in Canada, this is not a regular happening, and we're going to take precautions to make sure that this doesn't happen, you know, in the future.
Any time when you lose a life and something like that, that's something that's
tragic.
It's very tragic, but at the end of the day, sometimes Canadians try and emulate or want to go in the direction that the United States are, and I feel this place is the best country to raise a family, live, and serve these, because you don't have to deal with those day-to-day issues that are present every day in the States. I mean, the gun violence, the direction society's going there, it's scary. Mm. And as I watch TV, I feel bad for my friends and family, because in the States, it's always bigger and bigger. Columbine was the first time that something like this had ever happened. And then now
there were so many copycats after that. Just because of the media attention that it got, it blew everything up. And now it's, you know,
The media goes out there and they have to go out there and do their jobs. But the way they portray it, these kids that want to get some sort of identity, or they don't want to.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, your country has done a really good job of almost hero-fying, if you will, or at least, you know, let making these, some of these shooters legendary.
Well, I would say,
Ted Kaczynski. Everyone knows who Ted Kaczynski is. He's the crazy Unabomber.
The media, I mean, you know, you can never do this, but I just think these guys who do the perpetrator shouldn't be publicized. I mean, that's what they're looking for.
Rolling Stones is putting them on the cover of their magazines.
That was the worst.
Ted Bundy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of all these crazy people that are now infamous in American culture.
And people want to copycat. People want to duplicate, be it good or bad. And unfortunately, in society, there's a lot of more bad that sells papers. We were talking about this with Glenn Damon as one of his motivational speeches. It's like, in society, the papers talk about negative. You talk about, when you look at the weather, it's a 30% chance of rain, but there's still 70% chance of sun. And unfortunately, that's what sells papers. And when you look at the States and you look at the direction, it is getting bigger and bigger. And for whatever, these who's who with all these academic degrees, they can't have common sense to come together that we have to do something to stop this.
There's no money to be made in a utopian society.
There's no money to be made in a utopian society, but there is money to be made in a society that can go out there and have your kids feel safe going to school. Yeah. I mean, there's a common factor where this affects all of us, regardless of your political alliance, your religion, your gender, your orientation. We're still human beings. And the humanistic factor of this is, collectively, we need to come together and figure out something, because if this happened once, don't be alarmed if it happens again, if you don't take the proper protocol and procedures to do this, because unfortunately, the United States are not taking those procedures or going in that process to rectify this, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and worse and worse, and at the end of the day, it's taking away innocent lives.
Well, there's less guns on the streets in Canada, which is nice, which leads us to believe that's why we have less.
There is, and that's the biggest thing, because when you have less, if you have an altercation, you're upset about something, you don't get what you want, you can be mad, you can go to your room, but you don't have the ability to go out there and get your hands on something, to go out there and make a emotional or rational decision that goes out there and has ramifications for the rest of your life.
I think it was Chris Rock who said, I'm okay with everyone having guns, but you should make bullets really expensive. Like, it should be like $10,000 for a bullet. So, I mean, man, I'm going to save up, and then I'm going to come back and buy, because you got time to think about it.
This means something.
Yeah. Yeah,
and only rich people can have guns.
For sure.
Well, rich people don't commit crimes.
Obviously, I'm rich. Why would I do that? I have money. I don't need to do this dumb stuff. No.
8:24, we're going to take a quick break. Toys for Boys 4, The Temptation, then more with KB.
City Traffic.
Traffic this morning is for MTS bundles. All of your MTS services really belong together. You can bundle them with MTS to get the best everyday price. Visit mts.ca/best price for more information.
Seriously, KB, you drive into Charleswood and birds start singing and there's nice music that comes on and everybody's just happy.
Is it more Wellington Crescent?
You
have to have a pass. There's a guy that stands there like, you're not right driving the right truck.
That's
so you
right.
Turn around. Like,
they don't even have winter out there.
Where's your rich person pass? Get it out.
It's hard to get to.
You don't have one? Out.
Out. It's harder to get
to. Off their head.
Harder to get to Wellington Crescent than it is to go to a Bombers game. So, all right, you know, they got that under control.
It's just a rock and roll, yeah. Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptation.
Rena, do you want to tell him?
This is super, super exciting.
Why don't you tell
bonus
them?
Bonus week?
Yeah, why don't you tell them about it?
We're having a bonus week.
Bonus week!
Next week is bonus week.
Yeah, so
today is supposed to be the last day to qualify, but Wheeler worked his magic.
Sweet talk promo of it.
Yeah. And we have one more week of qualifying for you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So all next week. And you never know, there might even be two chances of morning. There might.
Yeah.
You never know.
Either way, you're getting one for sure. So right. That's cool. Look forward to that next week. Put it in your daytime.
A collective sigh of relief from all the 92 City FM listeners.
Because that was going to ruin my day.
Yeah. Bonus week starts next week. All right, let's go through these. You are caller 87.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
88.
See, people aren't as stressed anymore, right?
No, they're totally chilled.
They're like, I got all next week. You're 89.
Okay.
Are you glad we have the bonus week, though? Okay, thank you.
Gee, don't care.
90. 91, sorry.
Oh, really?
That's okay. You got all next week. Bonus week all next week. More chances coming up next week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, phone bank empty.
All right. Next caller. There we go.
Bang.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Darren.
Darren. All right, Darren, you're caller 92.
Excellent.
Good for you. Now you have your choice. As you know, I'm sure you've been following along over the past 2 months. You have your choice of that grand prize entry, $40,000. Enns Brothers, or you can go what's inside the toy box.
Ooh, you know, that toy box is pretty tempting, I tell you. But I got to go with the chance for the 40, I guess.
Okay, let's find out what's inside the toy box.
Please.
A plastic fork that Rena once used to eat poutine.
You do that like, one away a
few like
times.
I feel like I eat a lot of poutine.
She eats a lot of poutine.
I don't really eat a lot of poutine.
Daily.
Which is weird.
That's why it's so rare. Okay, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're officially in for $40,000 of prizes thanks to Enns Brothers and Rona and Krevco and all of our sponsors.
Rena, and you'll agree with me on this. You ever have somebody who just is like Captain Obvious, like Philly today? Your screen's broken. No shit, bud. Like, you know, like, I didn't know I had my phone for this long.
What I was saying is not basically bugging you. Nice phone. Like, let me see that. That thing is beat the hell up.
No, you were going out there. I can give you my badge. Like, you should be a detective.
Let me see the phone for a second. Let me see the phone. I can tell you the problem. Hang on. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Don't you hurt my phone.
Yeah, you know what? That phone has been over-tindered.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's the problem.
KB, your phone's broken, man.
I don't understand.
You can tell when someone's been using it for video games, if someone's been using it for text messaging, or if someone's been Tindering. Are you on the Tinder?
Oh, wow. This is an awkward moment for somebody. I mean, it's a way to go out there and be social media. You go out there and just...
Listen, if I was single, I'd be all over the Tinder.
Tinder's an opportunity to go out there and meet new people that have the same thing in common, which is...
You want to have sex.
It sounds like a dating line. It's not to meet new people.
It's not like a hookup site, though.
It can be. You can be whatever you want it to be.
People actually, like, date from that, don't
they? Oh, yeah. Listen,
it's not like...
No, but Rena, hang on. Now, KB, tell me if I'm wrong here, but it's kind of... It's like a dating site, which it is, but if you jump on your phone, it shows you people within a radius
of how close they are.
And some people will be like, hey, looking for coffee. Some people like, looking for a long-lasting relationship and walks on the beach. And other people are like, DTF, right now.
I mean, Backpage is like a dating site, too. I mean, depending on what you're going there looking for. I mean, I look at it as Tinder is something that when I'm bored and want to look at pictures, it makes it easy to look at pictures. And it's a mutual agreement that I find you attractive, you find me attractive. I think we should go for coffee.
Have you gone on dates with people you met on Tinder? Or is that something you want to keep to yourself?
God, no, I wouldn't do something like that.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, I've been going on why else would I
be
on there?
You're a pretty cool cat. Maybe you just like chat with girls on there. I'm not sure.
Obviously. What else would I be doing?
KB's looking for long-lasting friendships.
Yes, I'm looking for a fun
chat
time.
Chat buddies. Yes. Who wants to chat with KB?
Anyone up for some tennis this afternoon?
That's why I don't like social media, because you got to be able to text and type well, and I don't type well. I'm better in person. With my communication skills, I kind of text like Floyd Mayweather Reed, so it's not good. So they're like, are you slow? No, I just have fat fingers. So.
Yeah. All right, KB, before you go, and because I'm a betting man and I'm curious, I'm going to be at the Bomber game tomorrow. Now, in a situation like this where they've already won the season series against, they're looking to win the season series because they've split out in BC. Are the Bombers, have they given up? Like, is it even worth betting on the Bombers at this point? Or are they going to show some pride toward that down the stretch? Or what are you thinking?
Right now, this is a game that you can bet on because if they're smart, they're going to play their third string quarterback. I mean, they're going to play their second.
That Marv kid, he looked not bad.
Marv is phenomenal, but I'm talking about BC. Like, you want to rest your guys. You want to go out there because your position where you're at in the standings is not going to make a big impact or drastically change. So BC is going to go in there and say, well, rest you guys, have you guys ready for next week, kind of, so you can go out there and spread the margin. O'Shea is the guy that's talking about high character individuals. That's why he cut Griggs injuries because he didn't want to be part of the team. So I think he would be able to hold these guys accountable and say, how do you guys perform under pressure? How do you guys perform when there's nothing? You're auditioning for an opportunity to come back to training camp. You're auditioning for, you're also putting out film.
So you're saying look for some good play.
And Willie's playing. Drew Willie's going to play.
He's going to start? Yeah. All right, there you go.
Just, we both know that everybody on this team's not going to be here next year, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be playing in the CFL.
Right.
So with that being said, you have to go out there and have a good body of work to allow you to go out there and possibly go somewhere else. So this is a resume for some people that might want an opportunity on another team in the CFL.
Have an excellent weekend, by the way. Follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/KellyButler68.
Yeah, thank you, Captain Obvious. And like my pictures on Tinder. Thanks, Wills. Appreciate that.
92 City FM, world-class rock.
You want to start, Philip?
I can start, absolutely. Sure. A golf fight. There's nothing more intimidating than a golf fight.
What?
The PGA of America president referred to Ian Poulter as a, quote, little girl. Uh-oh. For his criticism of the way Nick Faldo and Tom Watson captained their Ryder Cup teams. You can sure tell golfers aren't used to playing, you know, in that team format. Because this is not, what was it, Mickelson had a problem, had a little spat with Watson. Now Poulter is criticizing the coaches. Poulter was critical of both captains in his book, No Limits, which was released this week. PGA President Ted Bishop said on Facebook that the criticism made Poulter sound, quote, like a little schoolgirl squealing during recess. He also tweeted a similar message at Poulter. And now little girls everywhere want to fight the PGA boss.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah?
Get this. There is there's a database, a New York City taxicab database, and you can see where people travel. For instance, Olivia Munn hailed a taxi on Varick Street in Manhattan's West Village. She took an 11-minute ride across the island to the Borre Hotel, for which she paid $6.50. Later that day, Brad Cooper caught a cab in Tribeca outside Greenwich Hotel, arrived 10 minutes later on Bank Street, just a few blocks north of where she had been let off, and he paid $9 in fare, and they tipped $4 each.
And celebs, like, you make stupid money.
Crazy.
And I would be willing to make the trade-off, but celebs literally have no privacy.
No.
None.
It's ridiculous.
Their life is on display for the whole world. Again, I'd take it because the money is ridiculous.
You have to stop and think about everything you do.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Tipping someone, I better not leave a bad tip because, this could blow up huge. Like, you have to really think about everything.
Texting your junk. You got to be careful. Not just a simple prank anymore.
Like, sending it to me, that's okay. Yeah. Sending it to, you know, a television reporter, not so good.
Oops. Right. Two things. First of all, I got to thank Rob from Signature Motors because my truck is ready today, finally, after the accident.
Now, make sure they double check all the lug nuts, okay?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. He's like, you have to come back after 150 kilometers for us to retorque the tires. Would you like me to text you or should I just call your boy toy to remind him instead?
That's a good mechanic. That's a good mechanic.
He knows. And then, remember, it was probably like a month ago now when I told the story that Dave Mustaine's mother-in-law went missing.
Mm-hmm.
She vanished and he did this plea to the press. If anyone has seen her, she's still missing. And it's been over a month. He said they have had full search parties with like the dogs, sniffer dogs going out trying to find her. She's 76 years old and she wandered away from a park. They were having a little party at a park and she wandered away and they don't know if someone picked her up. Gave her a ride somewhere, and she's totally wandering around lost. Like, they have no idea where she is. She's 76, and it's been over a month.
You know what's funny?
Scary.
A statement from the guys from Metallica said, Mom, good! Mom with band!
Mustaine, still bad!
780 City for any stories we missed this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Willer, Philly, Rini, how we say that? They finished. Whatever your guys' name is. But anyways, I've been a listener of 92 for about 32 years now. And first time I've really won anything was back in 85. Doesn't matter. But what I'd like to hear is, Billy Thorpe.
Okay. We'll work on that for you,
man. Of Eden's Gates.
Yeah.
Tony Carey.
We're just going to put you on hold for a second.
We'll hang tight there. We'll get to you because it's Freedom Friday request. Yeah. So, hi, City.
Hey, this is for Rena.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, go buy yourself a set of locking lug nuts, Canadian Tire, because when you first had your accident, it sounded like somebody was trying to
kill me.
Borrow that front tire of yours. They didn't quite get all the lug nuts.
The thing is, I heard that those lug nuts, the locking ones, are just pointless to get now because you can buy a kit from Canadian Tire as well to how to remove those and to knock them off.
They put it on the shelf right beside it. Locking lug nuts and then the unlocking lug nuts.
I guess they're really
easy. I don't think anybody was trying to kill you.
No.
Yeah.
But someone was trying to steal the tire or steal, like, he's saying it prevents that from happening if someone screwed up because they couldn't get them all off properly or something. And that's what caused the accident.
Thanks for the call, though.
Yep. Yep. Hello, City.
Happy Friday, bitches.
Happy Friday.
Hello.
Okay, that was it.
He's gone.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Can I request Sold My Soul by Merciful Fate?
Yeah, we'll throw that in for next week, okay?
There you go.
Friday's.
I love stories we missed on Fridays. 9:20.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live. Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.